kind of back road backdrop, tucked away like a dirt-splattered blanket. The sky is a gallery of malnourished figurines. Clouds that illuminate like 100-foot-long skeletons worming over a highway of blank faces. There are a block of businesses, a bank, a bar, a barbershop, a row of old Southern colonial homes, two gas stations, a diner, a rifle exchange, and a Walmart. Employees with eternal facial expressions, some with fake plastic smiles, some with honest grimace, some with a volatile cocktail mixture of both interchangeably. A township where all of your dreams go to die, and all of the lives must cut their mourning to a minimum. This is the plane where the kids who were taught that imagination is a menace, and that life is paved in grime and stress. A workplace is comprised a little slice of Americana mentality, and that no matter how much this town grows in population, the brochures don't tell the story the land itself could. Even at a population of nearly 400 million and counting, this town, its flag, its anthem, its most devout denizens are getting old, and those who know too much just want to find a new town, a new place to call home instead of stockpile, a place to prosper instead of rot, a place to find sanctuary instead of hell on earth.